Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Vov. We're going to begin on Samach Hei, Amid Reis. Six lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan. As you recall, yesterday we talked at some length about different types of kishuf, in particular about Oiv V'yid Oini, and then Choyver Chover. And now we're going to talk about the Onein. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoiftem, Lo Yimotzi V'cho Maver B'noi Uvite Ba'esh. That's referring to the molech, kol ksein kisamim, ma'oinein, u'menachesh, u'mechashev. And then the pasuk continues, v'choyver chover, shoyl oiv yedoini. So those we already covered. The question is, what is the ma'oinein? And we're going to have a machloikis now, what the pshat in ma'oinein is. Zog the gemara, turn around, ma'oinein, Reb Shimon Oimer zeh ha'maver shiva minei zocher ala ayin. He learns that the word ma'oinen comes from the word ayin, from eyes. And what's the problem? You're allowed to use your eyes, as long as you're only looking at things which are permissible. So the Gemara explains that ma'oinen, according to this Mandi Omar, means that you take shichvas zera from seven different briois, presumably animals, and you put it over your eyes, and then you're able to do an incantation and sorcery. That's the, if you look at the Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Shiva minei zohar, shichvas zera, mizayin briois, from seven different creations, creatures. Umavral enov, he smears it on his eyes, v'oisik shofim, then after that, he can make al lamina kishif. Oh, that's the iser of mo'inim. Chacham oimrim, ze oiches esoinaim. Chacham make it much, much simpler. They also learn, of course, it comes from the word ayin. And Rashi says that it means that they try to do a seizing of the eyes or a sleight of hand. What they do, it's not that dissimilar from modern day magicians, that you go and do something with your hands and all of a sudden everybody believes, yeah, it's that, and then it turns out it's something else. So Ichazanai means that you try to portray a falsehood with your hand.
Sleight of hand.
Oh, if you look at Rashi, Oiches is Oinaim, five lines from the bottom. Oiches v'soiger einei habriois. He's able to go and like capture, hold on to, and then close the eyes of people that are watching. Umar lehem, he's able to show them ki'ilu oise dvarim shel pela v'oina oise klum. It's like the modern day magicians that you know that they say, wow, I can't believe it. He took out of a hat, he was able to go and take out 12 monkeys and 3 rabbits and all the rest. How is that possible? Anyway, so it's some sort of sleight of hand. That's Oiches Zinaim. And there are poskim that hold that, in fact, modern-day magicians is highly problematic based on this. In other words, we know that magic today is not the black magic of yesteryear, of the Oiv and Yedoini, where you necromancers that bring up the spirits of the dead. It's all just basically he's able to do all types of tricks. Some hold that the types of tricks that we're talking about even today is osir. So it's not so simple. If you ever want to go into the magic business, first, look up in Shulchan Aruch and discuss it with competent rabbis. Continuing on, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Zeh Machashev Itim V'Shoiz. So Rabbi Kiva defines the word Ma'oin a little bit differently. The first two, Rabbi Shimon and Chacham, said it has to do with the eyes. Here he says it has to do with the Ona. Ona means the period of time. So Zeh Machashev Itim V'Shoiz Va'Oimer Hayoim Yofa Lotzeis L'Machar Yofa Likach, etc., etc. What he means is that he goes and says that certain days are better than other days for particular purposes. Now, in Chazal, there is the concept that if you want to go and do a new business deal, you do it on the third day of the week, because it says in Bereishis, it's Nichbol Boi Ki Toiv. All the other days of the week, it only says one time, V'yal Kim Ki Toiv. And here on Tuesday, it says twice Ki Toiv. But we're talking about other than that, somebody on their own comes up with some ideas. It's always good to Sunday it's good to do this, and Monday it's good to do that, in a particular hour, 8 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, whatever. If you come up with this type of superstitious times and days, that is the problem of Mo'ine. Mo'ine says, today is a great day. I always think Sundays is always the best day to go. Or the Macher Yafa Likach. Mondays is always the best day to go and buy certain types of vegetables, properties, whatever. Lemude arve shviyois chitin yofois. What does that mean? That means if you go and buy chitim in the sixth year, right before shviyas, those are the best chitim. Now, it may turn out they are the best chitim. We certainly know that there's a promise in the Torah that a person who is Mekayim Shmita and he's worried about, oi, manuichal bashona shminis, heimle nechol, heimle nixon nizrav, and heimnesef yisksuaseinu, if we're not going to plant the whole seventh year, then it's going to be pretty slim pickings. So the Torah says, I'm going to give you a special bracha bashona shishis. But that bracha is in terms of volume, and it doesn't distinguish between particular types of commodities or grains. Here we're saying that it's the quality of chitim are greater in the sixth year. There's no basis for that. If someone makes that type of statement, that's also considered to be a form of ma'oinen. Or ikure kitnios, miois ro'ois. What does that mean? Rashi says instead of cutting and harvesting kidneys are legumes, beans, like normally one would do that, but rather the person goes and uproots them from the ground, because he said if you uproot them, then they don't become wormy and they don't go and rot. There's no such thing. Therefore, this type of statement is also considered to be a form of mo'inen. But the pasuk is mo'inen u'menachesh. What's menachesh? Tanur Rabbanan, menachesh so ima pitoi nafla mipiv, makli nafla miyadei, benoi koiraloi me'acharev, Oyrev Kairulai, Tzvi Yevzika Baderech, Nachash Biminais, Shul Bismayla. In other words, a bunch of things happen, and on each one of them he says, today's going to be a bad day. Pita Nafli Mipiv, I was eating a piece of bread, some crumbs or a piece of bread fell out of my mouth onto the ground. I don't think I'm going to go to work today, because today is going to be
a bad omen.
Bad omen, exactly. These are all superstitious.
That's the word omen comes from.
Yeah. Omen comes from here?
Amen?
Amen?
No. The word.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so he's saying from Ma'onen, but this is Menachesh. So there's a little bit. Anyway, so Makli Nafli Miyadei, the person was walking with his stick, and the stick fell down to the ground. His son calls him from the back. That's no good. My son should be in the front and on the back. Why is he calling me? Oyrev Kairalai, he says that the ravens are calling him. Tzvi Hefsikai Baderach. This year have something similar, like black cats, right? Will go in front of you. That's considered to be a bad omen or superstition. So here it's not a case of a black cat, but it's Tzvi Hefsikai Baderach, that you have deer that were walking in front of him. Or Nochesh Miminoi, when he was walking, you had a snake to the right, the Shul Bismoyloi, and you have a fox to the left. Al Tapa the Omet, Al Taskul Bishachris, Hurish Chodesh, Umatzoi Shabbos, or Al Taskul Bishachrisu, What is this all about? You have the tax collector who's going around from house to house collecting all the taxes. So if he comes to me first thing in the morning, or he comes to me in Rosh Chodesh, or he comes to me Matzah Shabbos, I ask him, please, tax collector, don't come today. This is not a mazel dikka day. First thing in the morning on Rosh Chodesh, Matzah Shabbos, come back tomorrow, come back in 3 hours from now. This is a nishka gitzazach. So that time again is, that's a menachesh that he goes and says that certain hours are better, certain hours are worse. Tana Rabbana, leisenachshu v'lo yisoeinenu, kegoin eilu ha-menachshim b'chulda b'oifeis u'bedogim. Again, just like we have the black cat superstition, if you have a black cat walking in front of you, oyoyoy, that means bad things may happen. So apparently they had something similar with a chulda, which is a weasel, oifis, which are birds, dogim, which are fish, that if too many or too few are on the wrong side of the road, or they went right in front of me, or went back, whatever it was, those types of superstitions, if you believe in them, and you work with them, then you are over on Menachesh. And we saw a new Mishnah. Now this Mishnah, like all the previous Mishnahs, is really not a new Mishnah. This is just a continuation of the very long list that we started back on Daf Nun Gimel Omed Aleph. On Nun Gimel Amad Aleph 53a, you'll recall we had a nice long list of Eilu Hein HaNiskolim. And we've already gone through, half of all of them. We just learned the last couple of days. Val oivid oini, that was yesterday's Mishnah. And now we're up to Machal es Shabbos, Vamakal over the Imoi, etc. So now we're going to discuss Machal es Shabbos, Zok the Mishnah, Machal es Shabbos. Anybody that's a Machal es Shabbos, Chas v'sholem, and of course if they're Edom and Hasra, get Skila. Zok the Mishnah, not all Chil Shabbos. Only by those Chil Shabbos, B'devash HaChayyavan HaZayin HaKariz V'al Shigigosoi Chattas. only that type of chil Shabbos, where if you do it b'mezid and there are no edim or there is no hasra, then you get kares. And if you did it by mistake, you didn't realize that this malacha is prohibited on Shabbos, or you didn't realize today is Shabbos, you thought it was Friday or Sunday. Any time where, if b'mezid you did it without edim or hasra, you'd get kares, or b'shogi you have to bring chatas. In such a case, if you did it with edim and hasra on Shabbos, b'mezid, then in such a case you get skilim. And you wonder to yourself, aren't all Chil Shabbos by definition Mechal Shabbos? Not talking about Mechal Shabbos the Rabban, but talking Mechal Shabbos the Araisa. It's over one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. It's in each one of those cases.
Now, if you say it's a Lavah, Yatsa.
Oh, very good. So what you just said now is the Pshat that the Gemara is going to bring according to Rabbi Yossi. But that's the more Teretz. But before we get to the Teretz, we have to understand the Kasha. Frank Dimar, Mechlal de Ik Midi de Chil Shabbos, Habe Ein Chayom and Loi, Av She Gosse Chatzis, Vleos Veni Kores. Is there such a Metzios? Isn't it by definition Zareya and Kotzer and Choresh and Zora and Mevashel and Kosev? All of those are Lamed Tes Malachos. Every one of them has the same din that if you go and do it, b'mezid with Edom and Asra, you get Skila. If you go and do it b'mezid without Edom and Asra, then this Kores. If you do it b'shoy, you bring Kar Mechatzis. So what is the Mishnah trying to exclude by saying, not all Chil Shabbos, only those with his Karis and Chatas? Isn't that everything? So to wonder, there are two exceptions to the rule. Chal de Ikamidi, Chil Shabbos Sabbath, they're obviously in certain particular Malachas, which are Chil Shabbos, he's a Mechal Shabbos. But there is no din of Chatas or Karis. Mahi, so what of it? So one gives two truths. Teres and one is Tchumin Valim Rebbe Kiva. What does that mean? We all know that you're not allowed to go beyond Tchum Shabbos. What's Tchum Shabbos? 2,000 mils. Right? 2,000 amis? 2,000 amis. You're not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amis. What happens if a person goes beyond 2,000 amis? Then he's Oivri, he's Mechal Shabbos. However, what happens if they're Edom? Hey, mister, don't do that if you're going to go beyond the... You know, many communities, there's a sign that says, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Can't go beyond this. What happens if a person goes beyond it? Two Edom scream out, hey, Yanko, what are you doing? You're going beyond Tchum Shabbos. I know. Do you know that you're going to be over Shabbos? I know. Okay, so what happens now? Does he get Skila? The answer is no. Even though Rabbi Kiva holds that the din of Tchumin is Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. It's not Midrabban, it's Min HaTorah. The Rabban disagree. But Rabbi Kiva holds it's Min HaTorah. What is it based on? The Gemara brings a couple of psukim like, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai Biyoim HaShabbos. Don't go. That's really referring to being moitzi. It's not referring to really walking, according to us, according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds that it says, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai Biyoim HaShabbos means not to carry on Shabbos. Don't get carried away. Rabbi Kiva holds Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai, and I'll leave a certain border, a certain place. See, even with Rabbanan, everybody agrees you cannot go beyond the 2,000 amis. However, Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds that's min ha-toyer. But even Rabbi Kiva agrees that it doesn't rise to kores or to chatos, and therefore there's no din of skila. And the same thing is havora of the alibed Rabbi Yossi. As we all know, there's a machloikis in the Gemara. Pasuk says, le'savaru eish b'chol mishviseichem b'yoyim ha-shabbos. The question is, havora is one of the lamed tes malachis, which is listed in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel. Now the question is, why is there a separate posik in the Torah, Loi Sivaru Eish Bachom Eish Veisechem? You don't have a separate posik, Loi Sizru, Loi Sikzru, Loi Sichtavu, Loi Sishchetu. You don't have any of these individual psukim, legabi, any of the Lamed Tes Malachos. However, by Havari you do, Loi Sivaru Eish. Why? Is a famous machlekes. One man on the Yomar is Amma on the Yomar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, because Havara is different than all the other 38 malachas. All the other 38 malachas, if you go and do it, b'mezid, without Edom and Asra, karis. If you do it, b'mezid, with Edom and Asra, skila. No Edom, no Asra, it was a total shoyeg, and you have to be in Kar Mechatas. But not by Havara. That's why the Torah wrote a special pasuk for Tzavar HaEsh, because Havara l'lav yatsis. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. There's another mandiyama that says no, that havara lechalik yotzis. What means lechalik yotzis? So kadaitachem, and you'd only be oiver on Isra Shabbos if you are mekayim, or if you're oiver all 39 malachis. In other words, if you want to have to go and bring a korm chattis, or get skila, or karis, you'd have to be over in all of them, chayrish and zayreya and all the rest. It says, the Savaro Eish come to tell you, you only have to be over on one. Once you're over on one, all the halachas apply, whether it's halacha of skila, whether it's halacha of karis, whether it's halacha of chattis. Thank you. But that's good here, man. Yeah, contribuyosi knows, come tell you, lav yotzis, that there's only a lav and there is no misa. Oh, so that being the case, that's what our Mishnah says. A machal is a Shabbos. When does one get skila? Only those malachas where to exclude din of tchumin according to Rabbi Akiva, and to exclude havara according to Rabbi Yosi. So that's the reason why you have that further description of the Mishnah. On to the next Mishnah. Again, that's a continuation of the Mishnah. Daf Lamed
Gimel. What punishment would you get if there are two edim hasra with the tchumin?
Since it's a lav, then you go and get pech. You get pech. You get malchus. Exactly. Shkoyach. So the Mishnah Baita Makal of Aviva, a person has to show and curses his own parents. Is only over if he curses them by using a name of Hashem. In other words, if a person says Chas V'Shalom about his father, I curse my father, Rachman Litzlav, Bohunish. He has to go and say, Hashem should go and curse Chulila, his father or his mother. He has to go and use the name of Hashem in cursing them. What happens if he didn't use the name of Hashem? They call him the Kinoi. What's a Kinoi? Rashi says, for instance, Shakai, Tzvokois. Not what we consider to be the name of Hashem, but rather a secondary name of Hashem. What happens now? Are you also Oyver and Gad Skila? So to Mishnah, it's a Machoikis. Kilam Bikinoi Remeir Machayib. Skila, as if he said, Shem Adnos, Yud Kevovke, Kinoi, all the same according to me. Chom Poitra Chom say, no, you're Potter. What's the Svar of the Machoikis? We'll see in the Gemara right now. 31 Man Chachom with the Chachom Reb Nachmim Reb Nachem. Reb Yosihu, the sign of Menachem, Reb Yosi, Oimer. But no kvoi sheim, you must matam oloimer sheim. Where is this pasuk? This pasuk is not talking about over the imai. If you have the Torah or Hashalim, it's number two or beis. But no kiv sheim Hashem mois yumas. Chas Hashem, a person curses. Rachmon al-Etzlan, he's mevorech es Hashem. He gets misa. What type of misa? Rogoim yirgum boi kol eida. He gets skila. Why does the pasuk repeat at the end what we started off with? V'noikiv shame Hashem mois yumas, and then at the end we say v'nokvoy shame yumas. Totally repetitive. So back when we learned about the din of skila by birchas Hashem, the Gemara told us, the Mishnah told us, you're only over if you say yake yoisi es yoisi. You have to repeat Hashem's name twice. Chas V'Shalom wants to be mevorech Hashem's name in the name of Hashem. So you have to do that twice. However, Menachem Reb Yosi does not hold of that. He holds if you just use one name of Hashem as part of the Birchas Hashem, you're ready or you're there. So what do I need the second benok v'shem yimas? Em eino yitzarech, em eino inyan l'din of Birchas Hashem, em inyan l'birchas over the imai. That's what the Brayta tells us. The sign of Menachem Reb Yosi, amen. Benok v'shem yumas, the last three words would seem to be redundant. Matam aloimer, shame. Why did it say benok v'shem yumas? Lema kal ovav imay, shene chai v'at shekalim v'shem, you're only over. That's not enough to go and be mevorach ovav imay. You have to be mevorach by using Hashem's name, that they should be cursed. Chas V'Shalom, the name of Hashem. Yes.
What about kager ka'ezrach? It sounds like a non sequitur in the... Like a ger and like an ezrach, what is it coming to tell us?
What you tell us is a very good question. The Gemara, in fact, dealt with this about 10 or 12 days ago. I wish I could remember it really. What was that ger? But the mice...
Got it.
No. The Gemara was distinguished between a mavor. That's how we got into the seven Noahide laws.
Uh-huh.
And that is that we said that it's only by kiger ka'ezrach, if he's a yid, then you have a din of yoisi, yaki yoisi esroisi. It comes to exclude if it's a Gentile who's being mevorech es Hashem, even if he doesn't repeat shem b'shem. Because it's only kiger ka'ezrach, this din of yaki yoisi yoisi, but by zai, even if it wasn't. I think one man the emor also holds that even by us, by mevorech es Hashem, it's got to be shem, but by the Gentiles, even Ayidekinoi, even if he doesn't say the Shem Hashem, Shakai and Tzvokois and other secondary names as well. Anyway, that was back. We started off the Shem Mitzvah Neinach. But getting back to Agbar, Tanurban. Now we're going to focus on the pasuk that deals with Chas V'Shalom Mekal of the Imai. We can look at number 3 of pasuk number Gimel Torah Arim Shalom Ki Ish Ashir Kalel Es Oviv V'Es Imai Mois Yumas Oviv V'Imai Kilel Dom Abay. The Gemara is going to dash in virtually every word. First of all, why does it Ish Ish twice? It could say Ish Ashir Kalel. And then why does it say Es Oviv V'Es Imai? Are you only over if you're Mekal both together, Oviv and Imoy? And then when it says Mois Yumas normally means Chenek. Why are we saying it has a din of Skila? And why do we repeat Oviv the Imoy Kila? We already said we're talking about Mekal Oviv the Imoy. All of that Mitzvah is going to be discussed. Tanravan, Ish, says in the Pasuk Ish. That's fine. But Matam Aleiman, Ish, Ish. The Rabbis, Bas, Kama, Tumtum, Vyadroyne. We don't mean Bas, Tumtum, the daughter of a Tumtum Hadrayu. That's what we mean. No. We mean that I might have thought that the Dinah Mevorech Es Hashem only applies to a man. It says Ish. Therefore it says Ish Ish to go and include not only a man, in other words, a son, but also a daughter. And even if the particular gender is not clear whether it's a boy or a girl, it's a Tumtum where everything is hidden, or Androgynous where you have both Simonim, both Simoni Zacharis and Akvas, same thing applies. Okay, that's the Ishish. Asher Kalas Ovvias Imai. Ainli Ella Ovv Imai. I might think you're only over on Mekal Ovv Imai if you're a Machmir. If you go in Chas V'Shalom Mekal, both of them. Ovv Shaloi Imai. Imai Shaloi Ovv Minayin. How do I know if you're only Chas V'Shalom Mekal a father or only a mother? How do you know you're over on this din and you get Skila? Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk repeats at the end. Oviv the Imoy Kilel Dom of Boy. Oviv Kilel Imoy Kilel Dibur of Yoshia. Now, it would appear on the surface that it's just from the fact that the Pasuk repeats it. We started off as Shekal as Oviv Imoy. And then we say at the end of the Pasuk, Oviv Imoy Kilel. So we repeat it again. So that's what comes to tell you, even if it's only one of the two. However, that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that notice in the Pasuk, the order of the parents and the Klola are reversed. Meaning, we start in the Pasuk, Ashi Yekalel, it's obvious Imai. So the word Klola, curse, is attached, if you will, to the word Oviv. At the end of the Pasuk, of the Imai Kilel, the word Klola is attached to the Imai, follows the Imai. Ah, why does Hashem Yisbarak go and switch it from Yekalel's Oviv to Imoy Kilel, to go and tell you that either one is enough to be over on the sister to go and get skit. So you don't have to be Machmir to go and curse both of them. If you curse either as your Mikalis of it, or your only Imoy Kilel, it's already enough to Mois Yumas. Rabbi Yonison, you don't have to go into all of that very sophisticated learning. Mashish name ki echon, mashme echon, bifne atzwe, shiv lechal kosev, yachto. What does that mean? Rabbi Yonison says, anytime you find in the Torah two words, and there's a vav that connects it, it's like lehavdil, the English usage of and slash or. It never means only and, it means and or. So therefore, that's the lashon of Rabbi Yoshia. Be honest. Masha shenem ki echon mashma echon b'fnei atzmai. Anytime you find in the Torah that two words are connected with a vav, or in our case, the S in between, it could be either both, or it could be either one. Unless, where does it say Yachtov? It says in the Pasuk, Sachrosh, Pishor, Uvachamor, Yachtov. What do you need the Yachtov for? Sachrosh, Pishor, Uvachamor. This explains Rashi. Because if we would only say, Sachrosh, Pishor, Vachamor, according to what Rabbi Yonason learned, you would be over if you are Chodesh, Pishor, Levadoi, or Vachamor, Levadoi, or both of them. Because Rabbi Yonason says anytime it says vav, means and or. So Sachresh Bishor Uvachamar. Don't be choydish with a shor. Don't use shvar, oxen. Chamar, don't use donkeys. So what should you use? Elephants, use mules, use something else.
Horses,
very good. Shkoyach. But don't use shor v'chamar. Oh, because it's shor v'chamar. Yachtov. The problem only is if you do the two together. Why is there a problem two together? Because that's a form of kilayim, that you have two separate minim working together in schlepping the plows in the field. There's a very interesting toisis, the kainim of Balia toisis, das the kainim of Balia toisis, to Balia toisis, not an achrayim, to a rishon toisis, that says that what's the reason why the Torah has shor v'chamor? Why didn't we specify other minim? So he says that the Rabbeinu Shloim felt very, very bad for the chamor. What do you mean, why he felt bad for the chamor? Because a shor, since it's a kosher animal, by definition, it chews its cut. Masha Einken, a chamor is not a kosher animal, it doesn't chew its cut. The chamor is going to see the shor the whole day. Whilst they're being chodesh together, the shor keeps on eating and eating, and it says, well, where did the shor take that food from? I don't see any food pocket over here, and I don't see that anybody's feeding it, and Hashem, he keeps on eating and eating, and I get nothing, and never... Sorry?
Keshufim.
So the point of this is, says Daskin, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Dafke, the shor and the chamor, that the chamor is going to have tsar bali chayim seeing its shut of the shor eating and eating and eating, and Nebuch, he's roiv, he's hungry. So, don't put the two together. Anyway, beginning to, back to our Gemara, so that's what Rabbi Yonison says, that's the makor, that any time it says in the Torah, vav, it could mean and, it could mean or, unless the Torah specifically says the word, yachtav. Ah, so that being the case, of the Gemara, I don't need the second half of the pasuk. How do I know ashi yakal es ovav the es imoy, one or the other? Because anytime it says of the imoy, the es imoy, it means by definition either one or both. So you do not have to have both. So you're wondering now. So what do I do with the extra words at the end of the pasuk of the imoy kilel? So Rashi says the Gemara elsewhere on daf pehei. In other words, a couple of weeks from now, we're going to learn. It comes to me, marb mekalel li'achar misa. What means mekalel li'achar misa? What happens if chas v'shalom, a person's parents have already passed away, and a person curses them post-mortem after they passed away? I might have thought, okay, the parents are no longer here, whatever he says now is just shtusim, it's just nonsense. Kamash lo, no. Oh, the imay kilel, even after they passed away, be careful, do not be mekalel chulina. Okay, the pasuk continues on. Mois yumas. What's it? Miskila. Ato miskila. Ene el vach mikol mitzvah mudav atoira, which would normally mean chenek, because you take the least, and then yistam misa across the atoira is chenek. Ne'amarkan domabai. The pasuk ends off domabai. Min emel alon it says the gabe oy viyid oyni, which is the famous makar for skila, where it doesn't say it specifically or expressly. Because what does it say by oy viyid oyni in pasuk number 4? Mois yumasu. For even yir gemu oysam. The Mayhem Bum. What's the purpose of the words the Mayhem Bum? They were put there to go and learn Gezeira Shava. Here it says Dumba Boy. Okay, it's not exactly the same word, but of course it's the same type of Kabbalah.
Shava Kohen Ba Kohen. You don't need to be exact.
Exactly. So Dumba Boy, the name of Allah, the Mayhem Bum. Okay, says Zimoy, that's very, very fine. Oynishamab. So now we have gone through this whole parsha of Chas V'Shalom and Kal of the Imoy. He gets misa and he gets skila, like it says in our Mishnah. But ein oinchen el imkei masirin. Ashara minayin, give me ashara. Where did the Torah say, don't do it? Tamaloyim, it says in the Pasuk, elihem loise kalel. The Pasuk continues on, the nasi bi amcha loisoer. So notice that this Pasuk refers to elihem loise kalel, and it refers to a nasi. Well, nasi means typically a melech. When it says elikim loise kalel, as we'll see in the Gemara a little bit further down, it's machloikis, whether referring to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Anytime you say the word elikim, you're so much. No, however, we find elsewhere in the Torah the word elikim is used in the sense of judges. For instance, if there's a dispute between two parties, especially one of them is mechuyiv to go and make a shvua of moedav mixes, says the pasuk, adu elikim yomid vashneim! Ashi yashbi an elikim, whatever the bezel will decide, yishalim l'rayim. In fact, it may even be this week's parasha of Mishpat. But anyway, the point of all of this is that the word Elikim has a double meaning. Initially, the Gemara assumes that it means a dayan. So you don't curse a dayan, and don't curse your nasi, which partially means a melech. But we want to know not a dayan or a nasi, we want to know a father or mother, as Hara Minai. Tamalai, Elim lo yisakal. And then not see the amcha lo yisar. Im hoya oviv daya. What happens if his father just happens to be a daya? Harihu b'chal lehim lo yisakal. So then that's where your love is. Elim lo yisakal. Loi, don't be makal. Vim hoya oviv nasi. If the father happens to be the melech, harihu b'chal lehim lo yisakal. Amcha lo yisar. That's also great. However, 99% of the population, their fathers and their mothers are neither Dayanim, nor are they Nisiyim. Eino loy dayin v'loy nasi minayin. How do I know there too that there's an Asara? Don't curse one's parents. Amos. How are you done? Binyan Av, Mishnei. We're going to make a Binyan Av. Binyan Av means like a mamatzina from the two. The loy re'in nasi k'ri dayin. Loy re'idayin k'ri nasi. Each one of them are different. Loy re'idayin k'ri nasi. Shaharei dayin atam mitzvah alohira osay. What is special about a dayan? If a dayan issues a psak halacha, there was, for instance, a din Torah, and now that we have a final judgment and it's signed by the dayan, then you have to go and listen to the dayan sentence. That's the reason why you accepted the dayan in the first place, for your din Torah. However, by nasi, there is no such thing. If the nasi were to go and issue some type of psak halacha, Melech, what do you have to do with psak halacha? What are you involved
in? Isn't it merida? If you define
that's the next one. That's so therefore nachwa. Leri dain kiri nasi shahari dain letem tzuba harasai kiri nasi shiatem tzuba harasai. So therefore, in that sense, dain is more chomer. However, leri nasi kiri dain shad nasi atem tzuba al hamra asai. What's hamra asai? That means a merida, person who defies what the melech says, a melech's proclamation, but not in terms of ipsak din in a ipsak halacha in a din toira. But if you do anything which is against the president's, I don't know about the president, but at least the Melech's proclamations and declarations, Trump, and first day orders, yeah, exactly, yeah, President Trump.
Then King Dayan, Trump, right?
We're just saying that, Jackie, okay. Don't take it too seriously. It's not like a Dayan. By a Dayan, there is no such thing as a Merid against a Dayan. If you don't listen to his Hayra'ah, then you're a bad boy. However, just Merid, they say, I don't like this Dayan, you know, we shouldn't take this Dayan anymore, maybe he should be disqualified. That is not a question of questioning the person's hayra'ah, it's the question of he is rebelling against the dayan, but in a different context. So therefore, the two are different. A dayan, the way that you go and defy him is not listening to his hayra'ah. The way you go and defy a nasi is not listening to his tzivuyim and his proclamations and declarations, etc. Okay, so they're both different. That's out of Shemesh Ben. She'in ba'amcha. However, both of them happen to be ba'amcha. The reason why the Gemara chaps on the word ba'amcha because it says the nasi bi'amcha lo yisar. Both the dayan and the nasi are part of the Jewish nation, obviously. The atamuzer al kalas, and then the same pasuk says, don't do it to the dayan and don't do it to the nasi. Afri avi avicha. Now we're going to bring in the avicha v'imecha. Shiba'amcha, they're also part of the Jewish nation. And that's the binyanav. Each one is different than the other. Nasi is not like dain, dain is not like nasi. But the bottom line on both of them is, don't be makalel. So I'm now going to include others in a similar capacity, if you will, and that's going to be of. Frank Kimura, 1 second. Aviv does not rise to the level of either a dain or a nasi. You know why you're not going to go and do a klal against these two categories? Because they're oiligdula. These are people of great, great power and prominence in the Jewish nation. But his oviv might just be a sanitation worker or something like that. He doesn't have gdulasa. So how do you know you're not going to be makalu? Tamaloyimah, that's for that I have another posse. Loisakal cheresh. Lefne evil esita mikshal. So, what's a cheresh? Cheresh shoyt of a cotton, a person who is deaf. Bumlolim shev amcha kos medaber. The Torah is giving us even the guys at Nebuch, what we would say in Yiddish, the Nebuchs in society. Those two are included in the Isser of being Mekal.
Oh! You cannot curse them.
Well, I'm sorry?
No, I said that. You cannot curse the rich, you cannot the Nasi, and you cannot curse the cheresh.
Correct.
The both Jews are equal.
That's what Agmar Taki tells me. All Jews are equal. They're all the Amcha. That's right. And that's why I'm including also the father and the mother, because they're also the Amcha. All the Jews are. Very good. You explained it very nicely. Frank Timara, you cannot bring a raya from Chedesh. The reason why the Torah says, don't be Mekalim, is because he's Taki Nebuch. he's handicapped, he's impaired. Therefore, the Torah says, "Have rachmanis on, don't be mekalel." So tomorrow, that cannot be the reason, because not dying shechichu, they don't have any impairment, they don't have any handicap, and nevertheless, the Torah says, "Don't call me mekalel." Yes, so tomorrow, not to dying, she came to loss and garmelahem. But the reason why he came mekalel them is because of their high status in society. Oh, chayrish shechiach, but chayrish is from the lowest, unfortunate, from the lowest rungs of society. So we see there each one is different. So it's the same like the binyanav that we said before, but we threw in chedesh as well. And now you can't go and say, male dayin ulanosi, that tzad Hashem v'shem shen gedulos and garmel head, because you see, even a chedesh, obviously no gedula is involved. So therefore, it's A to Z. Everybody's included, including fathers and mothers. Here I have a very interesting mahatzad that they're all the same. Which way are they the same? They're exceptions to the rule. They're not your normal Tom, Dicks, and Harrys. This is the special Gdoilim in Klal Yisrael. These are unfortunately from the Shvelim in Klal Yisrael, from the lowest rungs. That's why Torah says the highest rungs and the lowest rungs don't come in the Kal. But maybe a father or mother, which are in the middle rungs, maybe you can. If it's trying to go and tell us only the Mishunim, in other words, either the biggest or the lowest, the highest or the lowest, then it would be enough to go and say Elihim, referring to the dying. That's obviously in the big top tiered category. Cheresh in the low tier category. Or if you prefer talking about Nasi, Nukzalzan, Nasi v'cheresh, top tier and lowest tier. But if that's the case, says the Gemara, Elihim Lomali, what do I need to have all three psukim? In other words, one pasuk by Elihim Adayin, one pasuk by a Nasi, one pasuk by a Cheresh. If we're only trying to go and tell us Ma'alatzad Hashem Shem Mishunin, that they are special in Klal Yisrael, they're exceptions to the normal rule, it will be enough to bring one of the two. I mean, in other words, either Elihim and Chedesh or Nasi and Chedesh. So in Bazoi, if you say Elihim v'Chedesh, what do I need Nasi for? And if I say Nasi v'Chedesh, what do I need Elihim for? So therefore, im einoy inyan legufay, since I don't need it for it itself to go and tell us that, because I've already covered the waterfront by talking about the highest and the lowest tiers, therefore, throw it out, folks. It's not out a binyan av or a mamatzino, but what we call im einoy inyan legufay, to im inyan ledover achem. So Timar, this lima that you just told us is very, very nice. If you're going to tell me that the word Elihim in this context, Elihim leisakal, means a dayan, so it's very good that we can talk about a dayan. I didn't need to talk about a dayan. I have a nasi and dayan, basically both the same. They're both in the top tier. That I understand. But the one that learned that this is not Elihim, this is Elihim leisakal. My ikal maybe you can't put Rabbi Yishlom together with a Nasi and a Cheresh in some sort of mammoth, you know, an Eina Inyan. Rabbi Yishlom is, you know, supersedes everything and is not in your, you can't categorize them together with individuals in terms of the Klalim. This on you, how do you know the fact that there's a Machlekes? So Yimor brings two separate prices. Price number one, Elihim like a Kalel, Choyl to Rabbi Yishmael. You could say Elihim because we're talking about Choyl to an Adai. Kiv Oima Elikim, Choydish. We're talking about the Rabbi Yishlom. V'tanya, and we have an almost identical brisa. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Ashor l'mavorach es Hashem, minayin, how do I know you're now, what's the Ashor, you're now l'mavorach es Hashem, meaning the Rabbi Shlodom, Tavaloimer, Elekim lo yisekalel. So therefore, he says very, very clearly, that this word, Elekim, does not mean a dying, it means the Rabbi Shlodom. If it means Rabbi Shloim, so I'm back to square one. How do I know an Azhara fin of the Emai? I can only learn an Azhara if you say that the word should be pronounced Elihim, and we're talking about a Dayan. What do I need of Dayan and Nasi for? Well, if I only had Dayan and Nasi, because this is Chayra Asay, this is Hamra Asay, but once I threw in also Chayresh, and therefore we see that anybody exceptional in Klal Yisrael, top tier, low tier, is included. And I don't need the extra either Elikim for the dying or the Nasi for Nasi, because I already can learn it from the other one. I'm in it. So therefore I can go and say, Main Inyan today. But once he's saying the Alakim means Rabbeinu Shalala, then he can't say him any Indian. Because Rabbeinu Shalala is in a category of his own, Kaviyachot. So, is our point of Frank the Gemara, according to the Mandi Omar, like Rabbi Kiva, that says Alakim Kodesh, my Ikalam Neymar.
Shlosha Shetapim Ladam, Apim Imo, Vashem Itbarach.
This
makes them equal partner.
It makes equals for many purposes. Yeah, many purposes, but not for everything.
And then he said, the highest level what make the difference between the Jews is the circumstances between the Dayan and the Cheresh.
Very good, very good. Okay, Shkoyach. So continuing, Yomara. So Yomara gives an interesting teret. The man Yomara that holds Elikim Choyl, Gomer Koydish, Michoyl. At this point, the Gemara is saying is, although there's a machloikis, how you learn the pasuk elikim, whether you learn it elihim, referring to a dai, means elikim, means Rabbi Yishlam, it doesn't make a practical difference, because each one of them agrees that the other one, you're also not allowed to makal. The man that owns that, the word elihim, choil, we're talking about a dai, karma koidish michoil, madach in let it go, and curse a dai, you certainly can't go and curse Kaviyoch the Rabbi Yishlam. The man, the omen that holds that it's Elikim Koidish, come in the Cholmi Koidish. Just like you're not going to go and curse the Rabbi Yishlam, you can't go and curse the dai. One second. Yishlam, the man, the omen, Elikim, Elihim, Choyl, come in the Koidish, Michoyl. Then I understand the Kal V'choyl. Madach Edayin, who of course is also a person of great Srora, great Rabbonis, great high status in Klai Yisrael, Avada, Yadif. Why does the Torah use the term Elihim for a dying, when usually we think of it exclusively for Hashem? Whenever we see these Gemaras that refer to Elihim as Choyl, Rashi always says, it's because he has a Sroro Urabonis, meaning Hashem has endowed him with a certain power over Klal Yisrael. Kaviyochel, similar in a sense to the Rabbeinu Shalom's authority and power of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, I could make a Kal V'chomer from Koil to Koidish, that I understand. Elamad Yama Elikim, Koidish, Gomer Choyl Mi Koidish, there's an Isser to go and Chas V'Shalom curse Hashem. But where does it see another curse of Dayan? Dayan still doesn't go up to the highest level that Koidish Lala. Dilma A Koidish Isser, A Choyl Lo Isser. So if you're going to tell me that each one agrees to the other, you learn Koidish from Choyl, Choyl from Koidish, it got to be Mavdul Bein Koidish L'Chol. You can't automatically equate the two. Says Imor, you have a very good point. So we're not going to learn it from a Kal V'Choymer, we're going to learn it from an extra Lamed. So the Gemara in Kain Licht of Kro Loi Soker or Loi Saker, my Loi Sekalel Shmamino Tarti. A woman Saker and Sekalel. So the article brings from the Malbim that the Malbim says that the word Klola comes from the word Kal, which means if you want to demean someone and be undermine the person, that would be a lashon being maker. By going Mekal is a much higher form of undermining that other person and demeaning the other person, not just simply saying, meh, 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 but cursing him, that's kind of the worst possible type of humiliation that you can inflict. It's one thing that you say about that, hey, Grisa Kanaka, what does he know? Bad idiot, ah, Gunish, eh, he's a nobody. However, they go and curse the person, that's a really, that is much, much worse. So therefore, if we just say Loi Sakel, I would only know one degree. However, it says Vesekalel, says the top Rashi, Shteklal is Bemashma, Velihim Nami Beis Lashon is Yeshpoi. The word Elikim can be defined as Rabbeinu Shalom, and can be defined as the Dayan. So that's why I have Vesekalel, Vesekalel, Dorshina Trevayetak, it goes on both of them. So once I have the Limud of Elihim Vesekalel going on at the very least to the Dayan, and presumably based on a Kal B'Chomer or the extra Lamed, it's also referring to the Rabbeinu Shalom as well, but it's also referring to the Nasi, so to the Dayan. And then you have a Nasi B'Am Chol Yisrael, you have the Nasi. So I have a combination of Dayan and Nasi. And then I have at the other end of the spectrum, I have the Cheresh. So from top to bottom, do no Klolois. So then, by definition, father and mother are in the middle rung somewhere in between. He cannot be Mekal in them either. So that's the Ashara. What is the Oynish? Oynish is from the other pasuk Ish Ish, where it says Mois Yumas Dama Boy with the din of Skila.
So if you're holding, if your mind ever holds that it's Hashem Hashem, Elokim. So how do you learn? It's an extra lamed.
Extra lamed, exactly.
So otherwise, he would be moda that extra lamed.
you have to come onto the extra lama to include the choil, the dayan. Otherwise, I would say it's only the Baruch Shalom and not the dayan.
Well, it's not such a clear cut machlokas, and they both agree.
At the end, they both agree that both of them are awesome. The only question is the limud, how you get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Zog Gemara of the Mishnah, and we're continuing on Vayit in the Mishnah of Daf Nun Gimel. Habo al Nar Marasa, there's a din of Skila. Now our Mishnah tells us, how do you define Nar Marasa? There are a number of conditions. Ein Echayv, you only get Skila. Actually, to hey, Nara, it's got to be a Nara. Now what does Nara exclude? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Nara clearly excludes a Boigeres. Does it also exclude a Ketana? What is the definition of Nara, Ketana, and Boigeres? Nara is only a very short period of time, from the age of 12 to the age of 12 and a half. Rashi says, because at the age of 12, they get the Shtei Sarais. By the time of 12 and a half, there's already a Ribui Sarais. And from that point on, she is, quote-unquote, much more mature, and therefore, she now goes from being a Nara to Boigeres. This has many, many ramifications in halacha. Among other things, a father cannot go and marry off his daughter, the Boigeres. I mean, he can go and walk down the aisle, but he has no right to go and control the marriage, only up to Ketana and Nara, but not when you get to Boigeres. Also, the Gabi, you have to go and pay the 50 if someone, if, we're not talking about Arusa, really, just a regular girl who happens to be a Nara, somebody lives with her, sins, then he has to go and pay the 50 shkolim. Who does he give the 50 shkolim to? Doesn't give it to her, it goes to the father. What she earns, what she does, all father, father. Same thing if she makes a shvuah, the father can go and annul that shvuah. Only as through the period of Naras. When she's Boigeres, she's quote-unquote independent. She may not be financially independent, but she's independent for all of these halachas. So that's excludes a Boigeres. Does it also exclude a Ketana? Ketana means anything up to the age of 12. If somebody lives with a Nara Marasa, or a Ketana Hamurasa, what's the din then? Do you also have the din of Skila? We're going to see Mechem in the Gemara, a Machloikis the Gabi Ketana. So Kuli Yama Moidu, when it says the Mishnah Shei Nara, Nara excludes Boigeres. By Boigeres, there is no din of Skila. So what will be the tak of the din of Bismanazet? You find very, very rarely that girls are ready mu'reses, that they're partially married, betrothed at the age of 12 and 3 months or something, between 12 and 12 and a half. So the girl is already now 13, 14, 15, 18, 20. And now she is mu'reses. We haven't gotten to the chuppah stage yet, only eris. And so what's the din? The din is bechenek, just like if she was a nesua. So the only time that you would have the din of skilu when she's still a nara. She's also going to be a psula. If she was already a bu'ula, because she lived with someone previously, no din of skila.
But she's a ketana, you could not, she still remains a bu'ula. No?
Okay, so your point you're making is very, very good. That's until the age of 3. And 3, she is still considered to be a psula, because even if she lived with someone, the suleha choizrin, the psulim return. But after 3 years old, from 3 until 12, if she were to live with someone, whether it was consensual or not, it makes no difference. She's now a ba'ula. She would not get skila. Halacha doesn't apply. Murasa means only erisin, and that's if she's already in the suah. If she's already in the suah, what's the din? She has a din of chenek. She doesn't have a din of skila. V'hi b'beis avia. It's got to be...
How much she or he? Haba.
It's true, but we're defining what the victim is vis-a-vis the man.
The perpetrator or the...
Same thing. The same halacha applies to both of them. The only time we find something different is only by Baskoin.
Right,
otherwise, everybody gets the same.
Right.
Good, we're going to get talking about that later. Vima Vesavia, and she's still in her father's home. What do you mean still father? Every Arison is she's still in his father's home. What is this? What are we adding with Vesavia? So Rashi says it's talking about that limited period of time where she is now entering into the Nisuan stage. As you know, in the good old days, typically from Erisin to Nisuan was up to a year period of time to allow both sides to make all the necessary preparations for the chasm. Okay, so now what happens, the year is over, now they've bestimmed the date, now there's going to be Nisuan today, tomorrow, next day, whenever. It takes time to go from Kishkin Holosh to Niritaz, or to Hoidinanish, right? It takes time. So they now go by caravan, they go horseback, whatever, and they travel from the base of Via to the Mokim of where the Chosin lives, and they're going to make a Chasana in the Chosin Shtot. What happens if en route, unfortunately, somebody was Mezana with her Baderech? Can you imagine? What a terrible thing to do. But unfortunately, someone did that. So what happens now? If subsequently someone were to live with that young lady, then is she's no longer a Nara Psula Mu'ura. First of all, she happens to be Ba'ula. And number two, she's no longer a Mu'ureses. Why is she no longer Mu'ureses? Because since the father is already handed over. So I should have pointed out, if she's traveling together with her father, she's still, like the Mishnah said, Bevesavia. Beves doesn't mean literally that she's sitting at home. It means she's still under the control and authority of the father. But what happens if now wedding day comes, the Baal sends Shluchim to the father, and the father says, I'm too weak, I'm too sick, I don't have time, I cannot go to the Chasana, I'm going to go and send my children, I'm going to send my wife, but Iyich Genish, and he sends the Kala together with Shluchei HaBaal. This is already, we've left now. Typically, in terms of, normally we'd say she's still Mu'reses, clearly, because there's no Nisuin yet. But since she's left the father's home, then we no longer have the din of skila, like it says in our Mishnah. You only get skila nara murasa if she is still a nara, psula, murasas, and still bebesavir. What happens bo oleh shnayim, as she was a nara murasa? Two people lived with her, one after the other. Her rishon is beskila. Well, that's it says in the Torah, but the nara murasa is beskila. Vasheni bechanek. Now, on the surface, this doesn't seem to be any chidush. Of course, the second time is bechanek, because she's no longer a psula. And the whole din of skila is only if she's a psula. If somebody lived with her, no longer a psula. So says Rashi, it's coming to tell us it's a case where the first one lived with her, shaloi kidarka. Therefore, physically, she is still a psula. However, halachically, she has the status of a be'ula. Can you open the reach? Okay, so that's what the Mishnah come to tell you, that even though she is on a practical level still a psula, because the first person lives with her, shaloi kedarka, nevertheless, for our purposes, she's considered to be a be'ula, and therefore the second one is bechanek, and not biskila. I'm going to talk about all this in greater length. Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Mar. Tana Rabbanan, we have in the Braisa. Nara v'loy bageres. Now this Braisa is not focusing on the Mishnah, it's focusing on the Pasuk. And the Pasuk is number one in the Torah Ara Sholem, it's Aleph, ki yeh nara psula me'ayrosa li'ish, u'metzo'a ish bo'ir, v'shachav ima. So we clearly see there, nara psula me'ayrosa. Somebody goes and lives with her. What's the shachavim and what happens after that? So you have the pasuk in our Gemara. It's number two, even though in the Chumash it's a couple of pasukim earlier. Beitzius and now pesach beisavius kalu anshir v'mon v'meizik yosem of Yisrael liznois etc. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, Gemara says tanabon nara v'loi boigeres. If she's already boigeres, she's already over 12 and a half. This din of skila does not apply. What would she get? She gets chenek. When I say she, same thing on the man, also gets chanek. Psula v'loy ba'ula. Psula, if she's still a psula, she was not previously nevelas. If she's previously nevelas, this halacha does not apply. Still, she gets chanek, but she would not get skil. And she means also he. Moirasa v'loy nesua. Got to be eris in stage and not nesua in stage. V'veis avir. Oh, prat l'shemosar ha'av l'shluchi abal. That's the Rashi that we quoted before on the Mishnah. If she's already left her father's home, en route to the Chasana Zal, Chasana means the wedding hall, and somebody were to live with her, boom, she is no longer a din of Skila, she or he, via Chanek. That is our Braisa. So the Braisa basically just repeats our Mishnah with a slight more information. But now we go back to the Mishnah itself. Omer Yud Amarav, Zu Dibir Rameir. Our Mishnah is Rameir. Avachamoimrim. Nar murasa afilu ktana b'mashma. So where Rav was learning pshat in our Mishnah is that the word nara in our Mishnah is not only coming to exclude boigeres, but it's also coming to exclude ketana. And therefore, only if she's a nara, if she's pre-nara or post-nara, the din of skila does not apply. That's how he learned it. And therefore, Mishnah goes according to Meir that says that Davka not. But according to Chachamim, it's a Filiktana b'mashma. Therefore, our Mishnah cannot go like the Chachamim. It can only go according to Meir because our Mishnah says Nara, which excludes both Ketana and Vaygeres. Omer Rabach mi divdei Ravina. Mimai, who says? Why do you jump to conclusions? Mimai, the Masih Rameir, even the Mutik Tana, Nami, the Rabbanani, the Mutik Vaygeres of Sulai. Maybe that that it says in the Mishnah Nara, Nara lav davka. Nara includes also Ketana. The only reason why it says Nara is to exclude anyone that's older than the Nara. That until the age of 12 and a half, this halach applies. Once you go beyond Nara, you become a Boigeres, it's no longer a din of Skila, it's a din of Chani. So how do you know that the Mishnah goes according to the Meir? It can even go according to the Rabbana. Amalei, hay einechayv achete, hey Nara psula moirasa, einechayv el al Nara psula moirasa mi boile. So he gives a very, very nice textual answer. Look at the Lash of the Mishnah. When is the Nara Murasa, and when is the boil of the Nara Murasa Chayiv? Einechayiv Atche Tehei, until she should be. Now you could learn it, not ad, until, but unless. Unless she is a Nara Psul Meirasa, you're not Chayiv, unless Atche Tehei Nara Psul Meirasa, then you're Chayiv Skila. Mm-hmm. However, our Gemara is learning it not only unless, but also until. And therefore it's saying, Abon Nara Murasa, Einechayiv, she's not Chayiv until she becomes a Nara. Because throughout her Ketana stage, until this point, this halacha doesn't apply. That only goes according to the Meir. Because according to the Chachamim, even Ketana Mamasha. So why would it say, Achet Tehei Nara? It should go and say, Ela Al Nara Psula Miboyle. So therefore, Vesula Midi, that textual, meticulous nature, that shows you that what I said at the outset is correct, that this only goes according to the Meir, because you're not chayiv unless and until you reach the age of Nara. Prior to that, no din of skila. But now the obvious question is, okay, what happens if a person were to live with a ketana meurasa? What is the din? We've now established that according to Rameir and according to our Mishnah, no skila. But what happens, would there be a din of chenek? Now clearly the ketana herself would not get killed because she's only a ketana. She's not mechuyev or mechuyevis b'mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. But what happens the perpetrator that went and lived with this ketana? Mm-hmm. What would he get? So we just said now it's machlekes Rameir and Rabbanan, but our Mishnah goes like Rameir, no din of skila. Mm-hmm. But what would we get? Would we go and give him a birthday present? Mm-hmm. What would we do? Is boy menir biyakev bar ada meirav boal ketana meirasa ketana the Rameir mal. The Gamri Mamitlay. Do we say that a mayor excludes Ketana totally from the word Nara? It says in the Pasuk Nara. If you're a Ketana, this whole halacha doesn't apply. And therefore, there's no Misa at all. We don't mean the girl. She's not a Bas Mitzvah. But even the perpetrator gets zero. Maybe we don't give him Shishi or Maftir, not Maftir Yoina. But a Masa Potter totally. Oy Miskilo Mamitlay. Or maybe we're only excluding him from Skila, but Avadi still gets Chenek. That's the more kasha. That's the more shaila. Omalesi answered him. This was shaila posed to Rav. So Rav said, "Mistavra miskila mamitle." Probably there's only an exclusion from skila, and not from chenek, not from another form of misa. I afraid to move baksiv. Doesn't it say in the pasuk that was pasuk gimel? Kimotzi ish sheichem ishabul as balet meisu gam shneiem. Why did the pasuk say meisu gam shneiem? So I learned from meisu gam shneiem. These words Umeisa Gam Shneim are Ibrik because it says in the Pasuk, who are the Shneim? Ish Asheichev Misha Ve'oisha. So it would have been enough to go and say, Kimotzi Ish Sheichev Misha Bules Baal. What's the din Umeisu? Ho'ish Ve'oisha. Why did it say Umeisa Gam Shneim? Ho'ish Ve'oisha. So there's a duplication, a redundancy. So I learned from the Umeisa Gam Shneim Achiu Shneim Shavim. That the Torah is telling you is, it's either both or nothing. There's no middle of the road over here. Can't be, what's the expression? You can't be partially pregnant. Either yes or no. So here too, Umeisa Gam Shneim once said that in front of a a woman lawyer, and she was offended. I didn't know why she was offended.
I wasn't offended. I was just offended for her.
Yeah, you're very kind. But I don't know why she offended for anybody. I mean, it's just a form of speech. It can't be part. But anyway, but the point of it is, our Gemara says, "Umeisu gam shneim, achu shneim shoven." It's got to be that both of them are in the same playing field. Meaning, either both are going to get misa, or neither of them are going to get misa. Since in the case of the Ketana, she is certainly not going to get misa because she's not bat mitzvah. So he's also not going to get... So that's why... said Rav Gunish, right? We asked Rav, Omele Mestava Meskila Mavit Lay. No, so Rav said Meskila, but he, not her, he would go and get Chanik. Afreiti Mora. Why? Vaksim Mesa Gam Shneim. Achi Shneim Shoven. And said she's not getting anything. He shouldn't get any Misa either. Shosik Rav. When Rav heard that, he was Shosik. He didn't answer. Doesn't say clearly why he didn't answer. Did he ask, did he think that this was a Narish Akasha? Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was stumped. And he said, you know, you have a good Kasha. So Mishmul. My time is Shosik Rav. I don't even know why Rav had to be silent. Venemalei, he could tell him, you quoted one Pasik. I'll quote you another Pasik. Umeis ha'ish ha'sheshachav imoy levadoi. This Pasik is Pasik number 4. This is not talking about an overage together with an underage living together. We're talking about a case of involuntary, non-consensual relationship. Number 4. Vimbasoda yimtza ha'ish es ha'nara ha'mayrasa. He found this ha'mayrasa, and she was basoda, meaning that there was nobody around to go and complain to that's going to help her out. V'hechzik bo ish, and he grabbed her. V'shachav ima, humeiso ish eshe shachav ima levadoi. Obviously, only he is going to get Misa, and not her. It's not her fault. Pasuk continues on. V'lanarali sasedova. Ki, it's as if, etc. Anyway, so you're only going to go and give him the Misa and not her the Misa. Oh, so you see that there are occasions when we do split it down the middle. He gets punished, because in this case, he violated her against her will, against her wishes, and she does not get anything. Oh, so you see that there is this split. So maybe over here too, one is overage. She is underage.
She has no will to. She has no will to resist, as it were.
Okay, exactly. So therefore, he gets punished and she doesn't. So why did Rav Shoysik? We said Mistavim Miskil Mamitlei, but it's probably a din of Chenek. And then when he asked him, Meisa Gam Shneiem Shosik Rav, Omeshmul, he could have given a very good pasuk. But namely, I find in other circumstances that we split it down the middle. He gets it, she doesn't get. Omeisa Isha Shachav Ima Levadoi. Bottom line is that this Shaila that Rabbi Yankov Bar Abba asked Rav, in fact, is a Machloikis Tanoi. Where's Machloikis Tanoi? Kitanoi. Umeisu Gam Shneim, Achu Shneim, Shoven, the Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, you only go and give him Misa if you're going to give her Misa. She gets no Misa, he gets no Misa. Rabbi Yonisanoi, Umeisu Yeshesh Shovin Levadai. There are occasions only him and not her. Oh, so the same thing would apply over here as well. So therefore, when we're learning our Mishnah Habo al Nar Murasa, Einachayv Asher Tehe Na'ara, and the other requirements as well, we said it goes according to Rameir, because Rameir says Ektana, in fact, there is no Misa vis-a-vis her, but what about vis-a-vis him? Would he get Misa? Machloikis Tanoim, Tin Rabbi Yoshin, Rabbi Yonison, whether the perpetrator would go and get Misa. Freiti Mora. Each one of them brought a nice posik, which sounds very supportive of their position. What are you going to do with Umeisa Gam Shneim? In other words, one, the Rabbi Yonison, who learns Umeisa Isha Shachav Ima Levadai, that only him and not her, what is he going to do with the posik Umeisa Gam Shneim, which sounds like it's always got to be Shavin? This comes to exclude a Maisa Chidudim. What means a Maisa Chidudim? So Rashi says in the first wide line down below that they didn't actually have Bia, rather they were just playing around. The two bodies were lying together. However, it got to the point, as Rashi, Mechadid Umekasha Evoroi, there was even Kishui Ever, it was Alzmi Bachut, there was no penetration. So in that case, he is obviously having Hanor, says Rashi, but she doesn't have any Hanor. So what's the dinner over here? Says Rashi, the Hachik Siv Shneim, Shiv Shneim Shavin Nanin. When do you go and give Misa? When both of them have Hanor. Since in this case, only he has Hanor, and she doesn't have Hanor, guess what? No din of Misa by either one. After all, there was no real beer. There was a playing around, but there was no beer. So therefore, that's what the Pasuk comes to tell you, When do you say that have to be Shnei and Shovin, that both of them are having Hana, and as a result, both of them are getting punished, they're going to go and get Gila or Chenek or whatever. But not in the case where he has Hana and not she. Rashi grabbed the ass. If that's the case, why don't you say every Bia Shaloi Kedarka, he's having Hana and she is not. It might even be painful. But nevertheless, we say Shaloi Kedarka is just like Kedarka. Says Rashi, for that we have a Pasim Mishka Be'isha that we equate both Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka. Anyway, so Rabbi said, "Lamutei Meisu Chidudim." That's what I need. The Meisu Gam Shneim to tell you. There's got to be Shneim Shavin. And since by Meisu Chidudim only he has an honor, she has an honor, no din of Meisu. Either what does the other man the other do? He also needs a pasuk. He says, "My Chidudim lav klumi." I don't need a pasuk for that. The Torah throughout Achri Mois and Kedoshim, and whenever it talks about any types of Isurei Bia, whether it's Aroyas or Eishes Ish, Nar Murasa, whatever the case is, you mean Bia, Ma'is Chedudim, playing around, doesn't Ishka Bia, therefore you don't need Psukim to go and exclude that. Mm-hmm. This Grad, another Girsa that Rashi brings, where it's talking about, if you look at the Rashi, the third wide line, the Ik of the Amri, instead of Lamute Ma'is Chedudim, Lamute Ma'is Hordus. If you look at the two words, you can see why there might be a mistake in terms of the writing, because the ches and the hey are similar, and the two dalits, it's ration dalit, and the yud nun somehow got smudged and became into a samach. Anyway, see, a masa hurdus. What's a masa hurdus? Shetmina sheva shonim bidvash.
Rachmana litzlan. He killed Miriam, his wife.
And he went and
bombed her in honey.
And honey. And what do you think he did?
He must be with her.
And must be with her. And each time he must be, he said to her,
"You call your honey."
Exactly. Exactly. I figured you'd say it's a one to chapia.
I would.
Anyway, so the point is, obviously, he had a no. She had no hana from it. She was dead. She didn't live anymore. So therefore, that's what the posse comes to tell you. It's got to be Shneim Shavim that they're both alive. That if one of them is dead, there's no Isser involved. Okay. The Idach, Hai Levada Maidarish, the one that learns from the Drasha of Mesu Gam Shneim, what does he do with the Pasik of Lanasil and Zasadova, but rather Mesu Isha Yosh Yachav Imoy Levada, just he himself, Sanya, this is the case we had at the end of the Mishnah. What happens if you had a gang, Rachmana Litzlan, of 10 people that all lived with a Nara Hamurasa? Even after 9 times, even after 10 times, she's still Ipsula, because each one was Bo'alea Shaloi Kedarka. So what happens now? To the Tanakama. Since each one of them lived with a psula, kulam beskila, they all get, all 10 guys, get him skila. Rabbi Oymar Harishin beskila, because he is the one that lived with a real nara psula, the kulam bechanik, because we equate shaloi kedarka to kedarka, to go and say that the first time she became a ba'ula. Physically, if one would do a physical examination, the virginity is still all intact, the psulam are intact. But since somebody lived with her, she has halachic status of Ba'ula, and therefore the Rishon lived with the Psula, Skila. All the other guys are Bechanik. So that's what the Pasuk comes to tell us. The one that says, U'meisa isha sheshachav imoy levadoi, if he did Shaloi Kedarka, and then another 9 guys after him, only he gets the din of Skila, all the others get a din of Chanik. Tanaban. We now leave the normal case of Namur. Also, we go to the famous case of a Bas Koyin. What does it say about a Bas Koyin? If you look at number 5, or hey, a Bas Koyin kisecha lisnes davia hi mechalelis ba'esh tisareif. Because a Bas Koyin is in a higher tier of Klal Yisrael, the Kahanim are the elite of the elite. So if a Bas Koyin sinned and erred biznus, what happens to her? She gets sreifa. Okay? Now, you recall we had earlier on a Masech, the three-way Machloek between Rabbanan, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yishmael. Are we talking about only by Arusa? Are we talking only by Nisu? Are we talking about both? And it also had to do with which one is more Chomer. Is Skila more Chomer than Sreifa? Is Sreifa more Chomer than Skila? Because if you hold that by every Nara Hamuras, it's Beskila. Now, if she is, besides being a Nara Murasa, Psula Murasa, she also happens to be a Koyhena, she's a Bas Koyin. So then she gets a higher status, it wouldn't go from Skila to Sreifa. If anything, goes from Sreifa to Skila. So therefore, according to the Chacham, this din of Bas Koyin only applies to a Nesua, not to an Arusa, because by a Nesua you only give Chenek, and here it gets upgraded all the way to Sreifa. But there was a Machloikis with Shimon. Shimon holds the other way around. Shimon holds that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. Therefore, the Chazan in Shimon's shul on Yom Kippur didn't say Arba Mitzvos Bezdin Skila Sreifa Chenek. He said Sreifa Skila Chenek Veherek. So therefore, you could be talking about Arusa, regular Arusa gets Skila. Right. Here, an upgrade for a Bas Koyim that she goes and gets Sreifa. So, and then we also had Rabbi Shmuel, which we're going to have in the Gemara in another couple of lines. It's on about. Avastish Koyim Ki Seicha Liznois Rabbi Oyma Tchila. It's Tchila. I don't know what the word, I know that Tchila is related to the word Seichel. Ki Seichel is nice. Seichel, you know, having Seichel. We're talking about see Seichel is nice. Rabbi Yom Tchila. What does that mean? Says Rashi, be more mafarish. We'll see that in another couple of lines. Chayin Oyman, I'll bring you a raya, says Rabbi. And now I'm going to bring a raya to the case of Bas Koyin from a normal case of Nara Murasa. Chayin Oyman, Umeso Isha Shechav, Shechav Ima Levadoi. Only the man gets the Misa and not the woman. What did Rebbe mean by saying Tchila? And what does he mean the V'chein Hu Oymer? So Gemara explains. Omer Rebbe Rebbe Shua. Rebbe Rebbe Shua Sfile. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shua. The Omer. Arusa Yotza L'Sreifa V'loi Nesua. The only time by a Bas Koyin is there a din of Sreifa is only by the Arusa and not the Nesua. Why? Where? Where do you take that from? V'chein Koma. This is how he learns Pshat in the Pasuk. Uvas ish koyin ki seichel and tchilas via biznus bisreif. If the first time this woman ever lived together via was with biznus, then she gets reif.
Bias biznus all the time.
That's true. But now the Gemara is saying is as long as she was an arusa. Don't think of in Yehuda. I know you're thinking of Yehuda, but other than outside Yehuda, arusa never had bia. So only she becomes, the first time she gets bia is Nesua. Right?
Right.
So far so good? So if the first time that she was Mezana in her life, first time she had bia in her life, was when she was already a Nesua. Mm-hmm. If she's in Nesua, wouldn't she automatically be already a Be'ula? And the answer is no. Because it could be a situation either Bo'alea Baderech, or if she was already Tachas Achupa, V'loi Nivola, which is a case usually by Archasinus nowadays. She's already considered to be in the Nesua, either right after the Chuppah or right after the Yichud Room, she's in the Nesua. But the consummation will only be hours later, depending if there's a long dance and a mitzvah dance. Exactly. But anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Arusa Yotzel Sreifa V'loi Nesua. The din of Sreifa applies by Arusa and not Nesua. Why not by Nesua? Because by Arusa, this is the very first time she is living together with someone. Till now, she never lived with anybody. She's an Arusa. That being the case, if that first time out Arusa, this Bas Koyin, lived with some other fellow, perpetrator, a creep, and it was Lisnus, then there's a din of Sreifa. Good. So no.
And he tried to pursue her while she was in the sewer.
That was a very, very nice pun. But in fact, here we're talking about Pursual when she was in Arusa. I realize.
I was going to do it before.
Okay, but I don't want people to get confused. Okay, so let's go again. Rabbi Oyma, when is there a din of Sreifa? Only by Arusa, not by Nesua. So even though by Abbas Yisrael, Arusa is a din of Skila, if it's Arusa Bas Koyin, it's upgraded to Sreifa because Rabbi Shmuel, in this respect, holds like Reb Shimon, that Sreifa is more chamer.
Sreifa is more chamer.
Exactly, it's not pleasant at all. I never saw. Yes,
you should never know.
If a girl gets led down her throat, you would say about her that she is misled.
Misled.
Okay.
Terrible.
Exactly. Yeah, let's continue. Maske. So again, so what did Rebbe mean when he said, Vas ish koin ki seicha, this is nice, Rebbe Oymer, tchila. Tchila means tchila is bia. Tchila doesn't mean, you know, only partial bia. It means that the first bia that she ever had in this world was with this creep, and therefore, that's the din of Sreifa. But not Nesua, because Nesua, she presumably already had somebody else.
Is the easiest.
Yeah.
Saif would deny.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the pshat in this brayse is, in tchilas bia, The word Tchilas Bia over here is not like we use it Kol HaTorah Kula Tchilas Bia, that it was in the Shikas Haver.
Right, Gmar Bia versus Gmar Bia.
Exactly. You're talking about Tchilas Bia. It means that the first time she ever engaged in Bia was at the Arusa stage when she was betrothed, not in the Suyat, yet, because she wasn't in the Suyat. Yet. This is the first time. Bia Biznos, then Bisreifa. Either, but any other time, whether it would be Bishas Eirus, and if she did it a second time, or if it was Bishas Eirus, any other time is Bechanik. Oh, so now we understand what the first part of Rebbe, when he said Tchilo, what means my Bechain? What means Bechain who Oimer? So to Bechain ki Hosam. Ki Hosam, ma Hosam betchilas bia kamishto yikra. Bechana betchilas bia kamishto yikra. What does the Gemara mean? Because Bechain hu Oimer meisa isha sheshachav ima levadoi, that's referring to, that's Pasuk number 4 over here, right? Then by sudden it gives to Ishus and now it's that's what you're talking about. Ishus and Chalavim Alavadoi. Who made so Ishus and Chalavim Alavadoi. This is talking about the very first Bia that unfortunately she had. This was against her will, was non-consensual. Once again, we go and kill the guy for doing this terrible, terrible act. Ah, that's talking about Anara Hamu'urasa. That's a Pasuk. By sudden Ishus and Anara Hamu'urasa. And so therefore what we're saying is we have two cases of Nara Humurasa. We have the regular case by Abbas Yisrael. When would there be a din of Skila? The Tchilas Bia, that first Bia that she had, Bishas, she was a Nara Humurasa. She wouldn't get it. He gets it because he's the bad guy. Lenara Loisasa Dover, rather, it's a Mesa Isha Shechav Ima Levadoi. And by the case of the Bas Koyin, it's also talking about Arusa Yotzilis Reif of Loinasua. Ah, so therefore, this is a very, very nice Vechein. Bryce begins about Bas Koyin Kisechal is nice. What girl are we talking about? We're talking about Bas Koyin. First time in her life that she was Mizana. Mm-hmm. When was that first time when she was in Arusa? Mm-hmm. Tchila. How do I know Bishas Ederson? Maybe it's talking about Bishas Yisrael. Maybe it's talking about when she was a Ketana. Maybe before she was Murasis. Oh, V'cheinu Oimer. Because I have another Pasik. What Pasik is that talking about? A regular Bas Yisrael. Nara Humurasa. Mm-hmm. Where this is the first time she's living with someone. And then He gets the Misa because he's the only one. She was a victim of what he did. He forced himself upon her. Same thing over here. So both of them are talking about Bishas Eirusin. Nara Hamurasa. Here, Bas Koyin is Bisreifa. There, by Bas Yisrael, it's Biskil. Omer Rabbi Rabbaya. Mi mar loy hochi omar. Says Rabbi Rabbaya, mar disagreed. Who is that mar? Umaner of Yosef. What does he hold? Not that Rabbi holds Kira Bishmol, but Rabbi holds Kira Meir's feeling. The Omer Nisisli Echem and Absulim Misasa Bechenek. What does that mean? That the din of the Bas Koyin is talking about that she married, the Kohenis married someone that she's allowed to marry. And we're not talking Mishas, the Eidusim, we're talking Mishas, the Nisuit. If she got married to a normal, regular person to whom she is Muteres, she's a Bas Koyin. She married another Koyin, or she married a Levi, she married a Yisrael.
A Kosher.
And then what happened after she married him? She lived with a perpetrator. What's the din? Then she goes and gets Sreifa, because that's the din of Bas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois. What means Kisecha Liznois? That her first time that she did the Mises Nus was when she was already a Nesua. However, if she was Nisisli Echem and Psulim, if the first time that she had her Bia and her Nesuin was not with a kosher mate, but with a apostle, like a Mamzer or a Nosin, a Cholo, all of those guys that she's not supposed to marry, because after all, she happens to be Bas Koyin, if she married any of those, then Misasa is Bechanek.
She's married to one of those, she's Mischalelas, right? Mm-hmm, so she can't eat Truma if her marriage terminates.
Good.
But she's still married. I mean, the
question is Tosin. So what happens if she lives with someone post marrying one of those guys? She's married.
She's already Mischalelas because she's already, she's...
And what Misa would she get? She'd get Chanek. Therefore, the Hachi Kamar, therefore the Brisa of Rebbe is telling us the following. She's already in the Suah. Emtchilas achlosa biznus is bisreifa. The idach bechenek. Meaning, if the very first time she lived with someone. Sorry?
Skips two levels.
Two levels, yeah. Look at the Rashi in the bottom. Kiramei esvile. See, three lines to the bottom. Yomer. Bas koyin. nisua lekosher, mm-hmm. if she's married to a kosher person, another regular rigger guy, mm-hmm. then what happens if she lives with somebody?
She's
misreifa. But this is the echman of psulim. She nischala mishas nisua. She already is mechulelas from the time of nisua because she married one of these bad guys, a mamzer or a cholo or a goy. All of those the sins, etc. Shavayne elubachani. Now, if she were to live with somebody else, she is now biznus. What's it? Didn't she get? So, what means tchila that Rebbe said at the outset? Tchila dekamer Rebbe ofkamer imzu tchilas chilula b'sreifa. If the first time her bia involved a bia which is mechalelas, then it's b'sreifa. Dimlav, however, she was already mechal herself before by marrying one of these non-eligible types, one of these psulim. See, she's already mechulelas from before.
Right.
If she subsequently lives now with a ishish, in other words, with a strange fellow, and they're being mezana, that it's only going to be bech. And now the question is, but that has nothing to do with the case of the nar murasa. But the nar murasa, when we talked about tchila, we were talking about that this is the first time she ever lived with someone.
At all,
period. Here we're talking about this could really be the 100th time that she lives with someone. It's just that the first 100 times it had to be with a kosher, with a regular, normal husband. Now, the 101st time, if she lives with somebody else, then what happens? Then you get your din of sreifa. So the two really don't connect. They're not really parallel to one another. According to the first pshat, it was good. Both in the case of the Nara Murasa, both by the Bas Yisrael, and by the Bas Koyin, by the Bas Yisrael she gets Kila, by the Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, and that's what Rami meant, Tchila, the first time, by Erisin, Vcheinu Oimer, same case, we're on the same level field. Here, however, we are comparing a little bit apples to oranges. Because we're trying to bring a Raya Lagabe Bas Koyin, who's already in the Suah, and married a kosher individual. The first time she's being mischalel, that's a Tchila. Tchila mischalel is after she married a kosher person, an eligible person, competent. Now she lives with somebody else, then she gets Sreifa. And we're trying to bring a Raya Vcheinu Oimer from the case of Anah Murasa. The Anah Murasa means the first time she had beer, not that the first time that she married someone that's mechal her. So the two are really not the same. But to Avachikom and Tchilis Alchalta business, the first time that she's mechal herself is misnus, then it's misreifa. However, the idach, if she was already mechal herself by marrying one of these psulim, then it's mechanek. But you may umay vachain. So the chain, the chayr doesn't stim, says the last Rashi. Hachalai kopin al tchilas chilul, tloy tchilas bia. In other words, we're comparing apples and oranges. It's tchilas chilul, it's tchilas bia. And for the more, you're right. Simlim almi, this vechain is not that it's mamish parallel 100%, just means similar. Just like over there means tchila, it means also over here tchila.
The same word.
The same word, but it's a different type of tchila. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.